As President Trump launches his 2020 re-election bid tonight, he's also putting a spotlight on immigration again with a threat. Starting next week, the president tweeted, his administration will start deporting millions of undocumented immigrants. So what exactly is Trump talking about? For a reality check, we turn to Mozaffer Chishti. He directs the Migration Policy Institute in New York.
When he talks about millions, I think he obviously tries to refer to all the 10.5 million unauthorized people we have in this country. We know we don't have the political will, we don't have the moral will, we certainly don't have the resources to round up 10.5 million people and deport them. I mean, that's laughable in any administration, including his own. There's been some reporting that he is targeting people who have final orders of removal and have not left. And that number is pretty close to like 960,000 people, pretty close to a million. Even to round that group of people is obviously an impossible task.
Well, you've actually done a lot of work on what it takes to activate mass deportations like the one Trump is threatening to. And even if it's to the smaller group that you just mentioned, is it even realistic? I mean, how do you do it?
No, it really is not for that number of people. It clearly is not realistic given the resources of the Department of Homeland Security for this task. I mean, just to give you a comparative figure, last year, for the entire year, the government removed about 95,000 people from the entire country. Now, to say that you can go up from 95,000 to pretty close to a million, I mean, that would require a massive army. And that would require Congress to appropriate funds, and Congress, and certainly this Congress, is in no mood to do that.
Have there ever been mass deportations ever in U.S. history?
We haven't done this level of mass deportations ever. We rounded up people during the 1940s in the recession, in the Great Depression time, and some in the 60s. But they were in thousands, and they were done in a much more orderly way, because even in a bad situation, people knew where they were. They were working for one particular employer in one particular city, and easy to round them up. That's not the situation for 10.5 million people. They're spread all across the country. They're in our communities. They're living in households with their U.S. citizen kids. So it'll be obviously impossible to do it.
Mozaffer Chishti with the Migration Policy Institute in New York. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Nice talking to you.